Okay, let's go. Last time we ended up with the issue of Kiddush HaChodesh and its relationship with the Korban Musaf, which in the Siv talks about, but maybe the Rambam has a whole different approach, and we talked about all the different issues. Okay, now here let's continue. Well, this is very strange. It really is. I would have said it's Yishal Shoyel or something like that, because it's an introduction to a question. Okay. Lomo lo yimne musaf. What does he has a question in Mama Yoima? What? Yoima Adam. So it's the same type of thing, but really, it's really not an affirmative statement. It's a question. So it's a very odd way, unless in the Arabic that's the way they might introduce the question. Because really, it's a question. Right? It's a question. That has to be clear. Okay. Loma ze lo yimne. What do you say, Loma? Okay, you see, I'll tell you something. The word zeh here in this translation is completely threw me off, and I think it's superfluous and a mistake. Because not loma zeh lo yimne, loma lo yimne. The zeh is referring to the balochs. It's an attack on someone or on something. It's not clear that there was, because he hasn't introduced the Bahag yet, okay? And it's not an attack on anyone, because everyone agrees with this, okay? So this is not an attack, the Zeh is superfluous, okay? Okay? Loma lo yimne musaf kol chodesh v'chodesh mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Which is very odd, okay? Because if in the Torah it had said musaf of Nisan, and Musaf of Iyar, whatever you want, Chodesh Risha, Chodesh Hasheni, whichever way you want to phrase the Torah, because Nisan didn't exist until the time of the Mesoy Bayis Rishon, after Bayis Rishon, whatever it is. So you know, say the Loma Lo Yimne Musaf Kol Chodesh Chodesh Mifnei Atzmo, very odd thing. Nishiveu im hoya zekein. It's a very odd. It's like, you know, it's a very odd answer, because you're going to say this, you're going to end up with this, and it's going to be impossible. It's not a real answer. It's just that if you'd accept your proposition, the conclusions are absolutely ridiculous. That's really the point. That's the playing the assumptions out. It comes to something ridiculous, right? Because what does he say? If you're going to count every Korban Musaf of each month, each year, I don't know why. It's very strange. I'm very confused. It seems to be the year is the unit, okay? And in the Torah, there's no reason to sue the year as the unit. It's every month there's a chiyuv of Akovas Korban Musaf. And every day, you'll see, it says, Nishiveu im Hoyezeh Kain, im Hoyezeh Kain. That's what it says. Oh, so Zeh is a very. I was bothered, but the Zeh throws me off, and it's also a very bad translation. You see, sometimes a bad translation, that's one thing. When the translation throws the reader off, it has to be changed, because the purpose of translating over here is to give the reader a purview into what the Rambam wanted. Okay. Mine gamkein, the conclusion should be that you should also count tomet kol yoim mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Okay, even though it's twice a day, but the Ram Shita is that it's only one mitzvah. Vaktoras hakteris b'chol yoim mimois hashana mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Okay. So I assume Mimos Hashanah goes down on both of these two things. But it's very strange. I would assume that it also goes down on Tovas Aneiros. So I'm not sure what the Mimos Hashanah is, very odd. See, where do you derive b'chubifnei atzmoi? You see, I could imagine you can mechalik. Keteres is different, okay? Because the pitam akteres, they were mefatim for a year, and it gets the impression of Rambam, it's a mitzvah say. So I could have assumed that there's a separate issue of mefatim, okay? But then the question is only on keteres. And then you don't have to, there's no logical relationship between keteres and kiddush hachodesh. But if you say that every time something which goes a regular cycle over the year, you should count the separate mitzvahs. So you say Tomash of Shachar, and you say the Keteres, and you say that Tovas Aneres. And I'm not sure this Mimois HaShon in the middle throws you off.
What's the alternative?
The alternative
every day for how many days?
I understand. So you don't even understand what he's talking
right,
about.
Alternative.
There's no alternative because he doesn't tell you when. See, even if you take it seriously, how long, okay? How many? All right? But it's not the Ramban, correct? It's written in a very poor way, but I assume the original translation is also like that. I know what they can mess up, and they didn't mess that up, right? That's a problem in the text itself, okay? Okay? So this, per se, is a problem. Because we don't understand how you could be serious about this, because when you take Shurish Beis and it has to be in Teresh B'Ksav, you know, you don't really understand how you put Yesh Me'ayin, there should be different mitzvah and Yina mitzvahs. You know, he's postulating something which is absolutely ridiculous. Why should one assume reading the Torah of the 12 separate mitzvahs? So he's asking a ridiculous kasha. And he says it's ridiculous because the conclusion is ridiculous. Not because the kasha is ridiculous. The conclusion is ridiculous because if you're going to end up with tayag mitzvahs, okay, so if you add 365 and 365, before you get to the third one, you're already over the limit.
So it's just polemics the whole thing?
Yeah, no. So, I mean, you know, the question is ridiculous, okay? And the answer is that it's ridiculous. But you don't even understand what the question is. Because you don't know how in the world one should imagine that the year is a unit in order to be able to count it as separate mitzvahs. Correct? Okay, can we continue? Is that fair? The acha shelitimne eso inyan amitzuva boy. This is also about hischayiv bi'ezer zman shischayiv. This translation is very bare. Yiyachoy chiyuvoy bi'ezer zman shiyir is much more clearer. Okay, that's the way Kapach does it. Kein loitimne musaf rosh chodesh zulas mitzvah achas. Okay, so this is very odd. He doesn't point out how ridiculous it is, you can get to 365, but he says, since you're not going to do this, you're not going to do that. So I assume you're not going to do this because of 365. But it doesn't tell you why, okay? Umusaf Shabbos. Okay, now he does something which is not fair, okay? So this is ridiculous, okay? So what he's trying to do is to reverse it and to set up, because here there's no issue. No one disagrees with this. The Bahag also. Bahag doesn't count Musaf of which Chodesh is 12 separate mitzvahs. No one does, okay? But it's a setup, because what the Bahag does is counts the 20 Korbonis Musaf, which is the Korbonis Musaf of Shabbos, which Chodesh, the 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot, and Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, and Shavuos, okay, they're 20. And they count it all as one mitzvah. That's what he's trying to, it's a setup, but the setup, the first way to play it out, L'chayyid, there was never an issue, and he's just, it's a ridiculous assumption, and he just knocks it out. He just And then, without any rhyme and reason, he does something which is very odd, because he introduces something which was never introduced. He introduced the issue of counting Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh as two mitzvahs, which was never the was not part of the postulates which he was talking about before. He says, why don't you say this? Mamela, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh should be two separate mitzvahs. Well, what's the relationship between the two? He says, Cain, like Timna, Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Zulas Mitzvah Achas, and Musaf Shabbos, Mitzvah Achas. Okay? Then he says, similarly, V'chein, okay, which he does in Minyan Mitzvah, a separate mitzvah of Musaf Shabbos and a separate mitzvah of Musaf Rosh Chodesh. Okay? We say that. And that you would have assumed. Okay. V'chein Musaf kol moed u'moed min ha'chamisha mo'adim. And here he does something very odd. So when you add chamisha mo'adim, what are you chamisha mo'adim? See, here, you could have said no. You could have said, yeah, good. Musaf Rosh Chodesh is different, right? Musaf Shabbos is different. And I would say, Musaf Yontif should be different. Okay? But what he does is, separates the Yom Tovim into five separate mitzvahs, l'chayah. Okay? Which really, you don't know where he gets it from, okay? But more than that, it's really six. And the Maisa is it is six. Because let's count. Okay? Let's see we count. Now, if you say Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Very good, right? Five? But it counts Shmini Atzeres as a separate mitzvah, even though Pesach is one mitzvah. So it's not Chamisha, it really is. You can talk about the Chamisha Mo'adim, but if you're trying to talk, you can say there might be a mitzvah, it's not a separate mitzvah, Aliyah L'Regel, correct, on Shmini Atzeres. But if you're trying to talk about how many mitzvahs there are, and to say Chamisha Mo'adim, it's a confusing way of saying it. And he himself will see a Mina mitzvahs, counts them as six.
And Aliyah L'Regel is one.
We'll see, that's the next. He himself is going to deal with this. Okay? That's the next discussion. So let's see. In the Minyan HaKotz, it goes like this. Mem Gimel. L'Reisif Korban B'chag HaPesach Sh'neem HaShivis Yomim Taklivu Ish El Hashem. Mem Hei L'Reisif Korban B'Yoyim HaTzeres Sh'neem B'Yoyim B'Abikurim B'Krachtem Oyla L'Reach. Mem Zayin L'Reisif Korban B'Rosh Hashanah, Shneim V'Chodesh Shvi, B'Echal L'Chodesh, V'Asisem. Mem Ches, L'Hoisiv Korban B'Yom Tzoyim, Shneim V'Esal L'Chodesh Shvi, Nun, L'Hoisiv Korban B'Chag HaSukkah, Shneim V'Krachtem Oylo Ishe, Nun Aleph, L'Hoisiv Korban Shmini Atzeres, Shiyoyim Ze Rega B'Fnei Atzmoy, Shneim Uvayoyim Hashmini Atzeres. Okay? So it means that the reason why it's a separate mitzvah is a regular b'fnei atzmo as far as korban. And that's the Gemara in Sukkah. So it means the Matiki Hashmua said it's a regular b'fnei atzmo, it's a separate mitzvah. Okay? Now, so it is true that it's not a separate moyed, okay? Because as the Gemara says in Chagiga Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, Eima Diamish Shmini Agar B'Fnei Atzmo Hu Hani Milin Pazak Hashav Avolin Tashlumin Tashlumin Derishin Hu. But he's trying. That doesn't help you because he's trying to tell you that there's six mitzvahs, and he doesn't do that. Right? Correct? So it is true what he's saying, but it's not a reflection of what he wants to do. Correct? Now let's continue. Now, just to go back before, you see what he says about Atovas Haneiros, Hatmidos, Kol Yoim, V'Yoim, Mitzvah Fne'atzmo. You see that? Again, the Mitzvah Atova, okay, not Alok, as he said in Shurish, Yud, right? Correct? However, he adds a few words after that, which is very important. The acha shaloi timna el ho'inyin ha-mitzuvah, which we have to really point out over here. What did he do exactly now? Inyin ha-mitzuvah, correct? What he did actually is he's saying the minyan mitzvahs depend on inyoni ha-teira, which he has already said very clearly in Sherish Tess, and it shows Yud Aleph in other places also. And he going really the case that Musaf Rosh Chodesh and Musaf Shabbos and Musaf Yom Tov each Yom Tov is because of separate inyan and inyoni ha-teira. That's the case. Really against the Bahag. And that's the setup over here. This line is really the setup. But it's not a new premise. It's an old premise that we count the Yoni HaTeira. Now, he continues and does something which is very odd. Okay? The Alpha P. Shuhu mischayev is lo ach avo pishu chayva biyomim rabim. Here he says dvekim, but it's much better with sufim or smuchim. Okay, dvekim, you don't imagine days as being pasted one together, but they're close and they're in proximity. Okay, ze achaze. Now here is an amazing thing, because when you say afal pi, it's an apology, correct? There's really a question and answer. If I would ask you, is dvekim a reason, or smuchim, or krevim, is it a reason to make it into one mitzvah, or a reason to make it into many mitzvahs? Shivas yomim, v'krafta shivas yom yisrael Hashem. L'chira, it's one, correct? And he's using it in the opposite way. That a priori, it's afalpi, even though you would have said that it's seven.
So you said the keva.
What?
The keva.
What keva? So yeah, it should be keva. Yeah, but afalpi is an apology. Right? So I'm just wondering, maybe it's not the vekim, the smuchim, but since it says 8 days, so you might assume that it's ki'ilu, and it says this day, this day, this day, and this day. Each day is separate, because the Torah says 8 days. In Rosh Chodesh, when the Torah doesn't say anything, so it's difficult to postulate many. But here you can say it's 7 days, so each one should be separate. And it basically goes back to the discussion that in Mitzvah Seh, you could have imagined you don't need a tzivu mufurish, and you can extrapolate it, Seawood. Okay? So that's reasonable, correct? Key, who? Now this key, who, kimo, okay? The who is absolutely confusing over here. He probably has key, kimo, or something like that. The who is absolutely ki hu kamo. What do you mean? It's just confusing. Ki kamo she'oma usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomim which we know already is one mitzvah. Kain, Oma, Shivas Yom, Takui, Vishash, Isha. This is also one mitzvah of the Musaf, of Shivas Yom, okay? Here, he's doing something which is not 100% kosher. Excuse me, okay? Because if you look back at Sherish Yud Aleph, he seems to say the reason why the lulav is one mitzvah, because it's all because of smachta lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yom. Correct? So unless you tell me that the smachta lefnei Hashem Elokeichem is all on the chalokim, all the four different parts, but on the fact that it should be seven mitzvahs, but it's the same usmach lefnei Hashem, you have to ask yourself what it is, okay? But whatever it is, he assumes that once he proves lulav, he's proven this also. And here, see, u'kmoi she mitzvahs lulav achas, kein mitzvahs musaf pesach achas. Okay? So I assume, which I should check, that it's not a real argument, but it's an argument based on the fact that the Bahag counts it as one mitzvah. And since the Bahag does that, you shouldn't be a machalik. It's a Bahag about the Bahag. It's not an illogical argument. Okay? Now, he does something amazing over here, which I don't have the answer for. I'm just going to point out here. K'moi u'k'moi she'mitzvahs lulav achas, kein mitzvahs musaf pesach achas. Okay? So you open up to the Teira HaKadosha, excuse me, the Pasuk Shivas Yomim Takuv Ishe is not by Pesach but by Sukkos. So the Rambam's quoting the wrong Pasuk. Okay? And this is not an isolated verse, it's maybe a tall safe, okay? So we look at me in a kotze, in a say mem gimel, Lohesif kol b'mechaga Pesach, shenem ha-shivas yom takiv ishe, l'ashem. Okay? He did it again. And the pasuk is by Sukkot, v'dab ha-shem ha-moshe le'mo, v'dab ha-mene Yisrael, le'mo v'chmisho osa l'chidish, ha-shvi, ha-zeh, chag ha-sukkos, shivas yomim l'ashem, v'yom rishon v'chuli v'kukod, v'ikraftim ishe l'ashem, atzeres hu, kol m'lech b'loch l'isa'asu. And that's the pasuk. Yomim takliv yishal Hashem. That's the pasuk by Sukkot. It should have quoted the pasuk by Pesach. Vikraf nishal Hashem shivas yomim. Okay. Now. Here, so we have to see, and he says, "V'chein kol musaf, v'chein kol musaf kol perik uferik." Okay, each period where there's a korban musaf, each yontif should have a separate korban musaf. Correct. So here, we understand why Korban Pesach should be one mitzvah in the Musaf Pesach should be one mitzvah in Minyan Mitzvahs. Because you look at the Torah in Parshas Pinchas, it says like this. See, what the Torah does is talk about the peculiar mitzvahs of the Chag, the peculiar Tushayim of mitzvahs, and puts it together with the Musaf. So then you can say that each musaf is a separate inyan. Look at its thoughts, because the question is, why in the world should you put this together with the call of musaf? V'chamisha osa yoyim l'chidish hazeh chag ha-matzis l'ashem shivas yomim matzis t'chelu v'yom v'yishim mikro chidish yeh lochem kom l'azavu l'esasim v'graf v'yishim l'ashem shivas yomim. So why in the middle of nowhere is it discussing? So Bekitzi is the relationship with this Kol Musaf and the Shivas Yom Tocha Matzis, which is different than what's going on in Sukkos and Atzeres. So therefore I didn't say it's a separate Inyan in Yonah Teira, it's a separate mitzvah, which is very, very mistaken. Correct? But it's only based on the Rambam's assumption that it's in Yonah Teira. Now, here, if you would have asked me, I would have made a big deal about Sukkos. Because I could have imagined Sukkos should have been separate. Each Yoim should have been a separate mitzvah, because Kol Yoim V'Yoim is a separate Kol Musaf. So I could have imagined that the first day of Sukkos, the second day of Sukkos, the third day of Sukkos, okay? The Pesach is one, is not a Chiddush. But I would say that Sukkos is a Chiddush, and he has to explain why.
Because of the number of animals brought.
The change. The change that each day changes. And the chuk, what the Gemara calls Chukin Korban Hasayim, and that's the reason in the Gemara in Eichin, there should be a house, separate Hallel each day, or separate Cholol each day, or whatever, Makkah, whatever you like. So it is telling you something. It's telling you something. Maybe it's a separate Muslim. Yeah. So here, okay. So we were learning the 13th Sherish Dugov, he asked the Kasha, okay? And he said the following. I just will add a little bit to it, okay? He asked the Kasha, that since Chol Kol Nisayim, with the Gemara Eichad, you don't have a base, so maybe it should be separate mitzvahs, okay? So he said, it says the Gemara Shabbos, a chafal from a base. The Gemara says, B'sham Moimim Yom Rishon Madlik Shmone Mikan V'Eilich Pichis V'Hilich V'Sil Oimim Kol Yoim V'Yoim Madlik Achas mikam ve'elich moisim ve'elich v'charo matayim ed beis shamay kineged poyach chag. So he says like this, if poyach chag wouldn't be one chalo shem kiyum, that is this relation, this one less, one more less, one more less, why would one make a relationship with Hanukkah? So you see from the Gemara that the Gemara quotes Hanukkah for this, that it's one kiyum. Okay, so I would say, good, maybe it's one kiyum, but maybe Minyan HaMitzvah should be different. That thing. Maybe Minyan HaMitzvah is different. Okay, so I would just add to this, or maybe say separately without this, because you can use the same discussion which I used by Pesach, you can use it by Sukkos. Because the pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe leimo, daber el bnei Yisrael leimo b'chamisha osa l'chodesh hashvi'i hazeh chag ha-sukkos shivas yomim l'Hashem v'mishu mekodesh v'yom kekodesh kol melech zavu l'sasu shivas yomim takrivu ish l'Hashem." So and then it lists and tells it out, but the mitzvah shivas yom l'Hashem and the discussion, the description of the korbanos, but just how you do the mitzvah. So I think this is the real answer. I'm not sure if what the Rav is a very interesting observation. I'm not sure if it's enough for an answer, and I think that what I would suggest is sufficient. But you know, you can decide yourself. Okay. But again, the oddity is that he doesn't make a big deal about Sukkos, he talks about Pesach, which is odd. Okay. Now, next step.
The Bahag makes Sukkos into seven.
No, the Bahag makes all the Korbanos Musaf into one. 20. Okay? So I think what he means is the same way the Bahag accepts that Shivas Yomim but that was never an issue, correct? Because, you see, even though, you see, I'm not even sure you can say the Bahag, Moshe Mitzvah Luv, Achas, Mitzvah Mkom Muslim. I'm not sure. See, I don't get what he's saying. You see, let's go back to the other comment before. Ukmoi shemitzvahs lulav achas, okay, kein mitzvahs musaf pesach achas. So he's using this as a svara to machalik what? That musaf is, that lulav is different than sukkah? What's he trying to machalik? What's the raya? If the issue is whether it should be seven mitzvahs, okay? So I understand you don't make it to seven mitzvahs. But then it's not a discussion about the Bahag. And if it is a discussion about the Bahag, there's no case. So I would assume there's nothing to do with the Bahag. So what I said is wrong before. It's nothing to do with the Bahag. It's just a separate discussion that you're still not going to say that it's seven. Okay? Next. Umizei yisboye. Shechagigu gamkein. Mitzvah achas. It's three times a year. Okay. So, I only ask myself, okay, you excuse my, okay. So, see, maybe I shouldn't say this, but let's try it anyway, okay? Is there a relationship to what he said before about Rosh Chodesh and different things which occur many times a year, but it's the same thing, that it's one mitzvah as part of this also? Because he's talking about Shloshe Pokem Bashana. V'afa pishi chayev is Shloshe Pokem Bashana. It's a something like Rosh Chodesh, and that's a setup to this?
Logically, it seems so, although he could have moved it up from this
guy. I understand that, because he basically, you see, he could have, but he wanted to do is set up the principle about the Musaf, which he started from, and then he moves into this, which is the same logical, they're two logical issues, okay? So maybe all he's trying to do is the Rosh Chodesh, is even though it's ridiculous, it's a discussion about the Gimel. Maybe that's why he's introducing Rosh Chodesh, okay? But I'll tell you something. It's a little bit odd to assume it's three separate mitzvahs, because if you would have said that Chag HaMatzeis and Chag HaSukkos and Chag HaShavuos separately a mechayiv lochug el amikdosh, which basically is what's called alil regel. The word lochug means to, and I point this out in Shereshit Beis, that it means to come to the mikdosh. You also have to bring a chagiga. It has two mashmos, okay? But it's a sholosh pam mashara tochug elai. That's what the pasuk says. Hich tivanu lochug el amikdosh sholosh pam mashara lochug el. It's not lochug b mikdash, it's lochug el a mikdash. For amo yisal shalosh pomim tochug li bashana. So it's one sivui, so you also would have assumed that it's one mitzvah, unless you say it's three times. So amela Rosh Chodesh in this, but I could have said no. Rosh Chodesh is one mitzvah because it doesn't have the three times as part of the mitzvah. It just happens to be like that. But here it says three times, maybe it's. Okay, unless you say it's not only Rosh Chodesh, but we're talking about Lulav, because it says Shivas Yomim, and there it's three times and seven times. Okay, so maybe the setup, he couldn't have done that because the double setup. Okay, now. V'chein hu ri'iyah, which is also okay, because v'chein oriya hish zivonu laharis leheirois buagolim v'amisalish sholish pom bashonu yeroe kol zchucho es pnei odin Hashem el kei Yisrael v'im mitzazu she'al v'chule. So here it's one sivui, and l'chayitz also should be one mitzvah, correct? That's also mistaba, correct? He always said there's no issue. When it comes to simcha, here I would have taken issue. Okay? And I'll tell you why. Because the mitzvah simcha in the Torah is said twice by Sukkis. Usmachtem v'ach sameach. Once by Shavuos. And not at all by Pesach. So you could have imagined that the Chag HaBikurim, the Chag HaKotzir, is Mechayiv, a Simcha, but it's not a Simcha which the Torah is Madgish many times, because it's a mix of Simcha, and Shavuos, and Sukkot, which is Chag HaOsef, you really get excited, and Pesach, maybe there's no mitzvah Simcha b'chol. And you could have said, it's two separate mitzvahs. Okay? You could have matched the thing, right? Correct? So the answer is that here you have the Matiki Yashmur. Because it says, the Matiki Yashmur said in Sifri, Sholosh mitzvahs norgin beregel ve'elohein Chagig Riya v'Simcha. So the Matiki Yashmur equated them. So once the Matiki Yashmur equated them, the same way that Chagig is one mitzvah for all the Yom Tovim, it's also Simcha is one mitzvah for all the Yom Tovim. And I can add something, okay? I'm not sure this is right, but if it is, it's a very interesting observation. The Rambam in Mitzvah Sei Nun Dalet, you can open it up. That's a very odd thing. He talks about not only the simcha of bringing Shalmi Simcha, okay, but he also talks about kol mini simcha, that begodim, whatever, noshim, correct, giving out of different things, yayin, bosa, whatever, correct. So you can ask yourself, what did he do this for, okay? So the answer I would tell you is Yayin and all these things, the Ram claims that they're applicable, and you see in the Gemara, I mean you could have said, because the Hekesh, you don't know if that's Pshat in the Gemara, but Kotlin, that the Mitzvah Simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is it? Why is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Deich Ravelos? Because of Simcha, the Mitzvah Simcha, because Tam HaHekesh. Okay? But the Ram learns the Mitzvah Simcha. It's very clear in Hilchos Yontif. So if Rosh Hashanah is one mitzvah simcha with the rest of the chagim, so the Pesach and everything is all one. You can't differentiate between the two. That's what I could have imagined. Okay, I'm not sure if that's what he's trying to do, or the Matiki Yashmua is enough because there's Gimel Mitzvahs Noigis and Shalom Yisrael. Correct. You see, and this then it comes contrary, it's counterintuitive, because the way the Torah introduced the mitzvah simcha by Sukkot is part of the separate simcha of Sukkot, and the mitzvah simcha by Shavuos, listen to the Pesukim, and that's the Matiki Yashmua, flip it. Chag HaSukkot Tasa L'cho, Shivas Yomim, Mi'osbacho, Migroncho, Mi'kvecho, וסומכת בחגך, אתו, ובינכו, ויתכו, ועבדכו, ועמוסכו, והגברי, והגר, ויוסם, המונו, שם בשבילך, שם בסיום תוך. והשם אלוקיך, מוקם שיבחה, השם, כי בריך השם אלוקיך, בכל תפוסו, בכל מייס ידיך, ויסח שמח. זה הצוגס. אין שבועס, ועשיס חג, שבועס להשם אלוקיך, מיסס נדבס ידיך, אשר תידק השם בריך השם אלוקיך. סמך לבני השם אלוקיך, אתו, ובינכו, ויביתך ויעבדך ומוסך ולאי ושם בשורך והגר ויוסם ועמונו שם בקרבך מוקם שיבחה השם הלקח לשחק לשמור שום. So you can imagine only that. And that would have been mistaken. But here the Matigi Yeshmu said no. Okay? And he says, and this is just a sequel of the whole point, that you don't count the whole, say this, the whole Pesach is one mitzvah, the whole Sukkah is one mitzvah, this, right? And he uses the Gimel of Golem is also in terms of each of these separate mitzvahs, each one's one mitzvah, correct? V'zeh ma'sheh lo yitir, it's not yitir, it's not in the future, it should be ta'o. V'lo yatir lo das acheres means he's not choshav. Acheres. There's no havamina. Okay? Not only you didn't, no one would make the mistake, no one would think of making the mistake. Okay? Avotou b'mashinitla b'sheiriz hazeh tous gedoyla ma'oid miguna. Okay? Now, here again, he's vilifying an approach, maguna, or in Kapach, if you check the Arabic, he says muzara, it's odd, strange. Correct? He's vilifying it, right? Which we understood in Amita Shoteiro, you're allowed to vilify something in order to get to something. It's not Lashon Hara, okay? V'zeh, sheheim, mono amusofim kulom, mitzvah achas, which is Ba'ag, I think it's upside again also, maybe others. Kula mitzvah achas, Musaf Shabbos, Umusaf Rosh Chodesh, Umusafei Moadois. So it means the whole Sukkot. The regular Fnats is irrelevant, and Shabbos, Yontif, all, it's Musaf is one mitzvah. And that's the count. You look at the Bahag, it says in the Pasha Mesuas Tzibor, is Mem Aleph is Pasha's Tmidim, Mem Beis is Pasha's Esim Musaf. So, you know, one could say maybe Bahag was bothered by that in Pasha's. We don't know exactly how you classify them. Maybe Pashas could be one, even though Mitzvah wouldn't have done it like that. But the question is, you know, Mechetes it is Pashas. So the Rambam has, that's Mem Aleph. Mem Aleph, we mentioned the other ones. Mem Aleph is Lohesit Korban Echod B'chol Shabbos Shenemar. Over Yom HaShabbos Shnei Kvosim, Mem Beis, Lohesiv Korban B'chol Rosh Chodesh. B'chodesh. Shneema B'Rosh Chodesh in Takrivu. Okay? Now, next. Then it's written over here about derech hazeh mehaminyan. This doesn't make any sense. And the word mehaminyan is not in the Arabic makor. And what does it say there? It says,
fi derech zeh, derech minyan zeh.
What he says, what? The fi?
Derech minyan zeh.
1 second. Derech, val derech hazeh, what? I made a mistake. 1 second, 1 second. I made a mistake. Hold everything. Second. Oh, v'harei l'fi derech minin zeh. V'harderech hazeh me'aminin. I see what's bothering me. V'me'aminin is absolutely confusing. V'harderech hazeh, v'harderech minin zeh makes sense. The me'aminin doesn't make any sense. Okay? It should be like this. Al-derech minyan zeh. That makes sense. Oh, okay? That the mem is completely confusing. Okay? Hari roi lehem shimnu shvises yontif mitzvah achas v'loi osukei. Okay? Now, keep in mind, he's very careful. He doesn't say shvises Shabbos and shvises Yom Kippur and shvises Rosh Hashanah. Okay, he says Shvis Yontif. Okay, because no one in their right mind would say the Meleches Avrida, which was the Shvis Yontif, and the Shvisa of Yom Kippur and the Shvisa of Shabbos are the same. You can say it's all the same Musaf. He's not. He never imagines. See, he shouldn't make a mistake. And say, he says, oh, Musaf is the Tusha Yom Visa Malacha, and it's all the same. Because you can't do that. Right? Because the Rosh Chodesh doesn't do Tusha Yom Visa Malacha anyway. Okay? But he's just saying that once you make such a thing, you can't count the various Yom Tovim as something different. Okay? Correct? Is that... That's Mercedes. He's told Shvisas Kol Yontif Mitzvah Achas. For Lo Osukein. Okay. What do you mean Lo Osukein? Because you look at 40, if you look at the Sefer Alos Adolos in the Mitzvah Kumvasei, he's Moine Pe Aleph, Shvus Shmone Yomim Shabbos, whatever that means, Shabbos, Pe Aleph. Shvus Shmoni Yomim. Okay? So that's probably should be a colon. Okay? Shabbos. Rishon. Ushvi Shal Pesach. There's one Rishon. And Shvi Shal Pesach. Atzeres. Yom HaZikron. Yom HaKippurim. Rishon Shmini. Shal Chag HaSukkos. So that's the Shmone. And he doesn't make them into one mitzvah, correct? So similarly, Musaf should be the same problem. And the Rambam counted each one separately, correct? Okay. Here comes something interesting. So what the Rambam did, Derech Agav, is counts Rishon and Shvi'i of Pesach. A separate mitzvah shvisa. Rishon and Shmini of Sukkos. I can imagine we're going from the Atzmai. But Rishon and Shvisha of Pesach. Okay? A separate mitzvah. Okay? Each Mikol Kodesh is a separate mitzvah. So l'chayu what it means is the Mikol Kodesh of the beginning, the Inyan of Mikol Kodesh is the beginning of the Yontif, and the Inyan of Pesach because of the peculiar thing, because Mikol Kodesh is part of Pesach. And the peculiar Mikol Kodesh at the end of Yontif. It's a separate thing, okay? Whatever. It's a very odd thing, okay? What I want to talk to you about the following. The Rav, at least the way it's quoted in the Shurim Zechen Abba Mori, okay? It went through editing, so I assume someone was like that, okay? He says that his father, Zechayin of the Bocha, Zechayin of the Bocha, asked Rab Chaim, why does he put tefillin on the Chol HaMoed? Okay. Because he usually is chayshes of Rishonim. You know, they are Rishonim, but he brants. So he said that he holds the emesis like that, that the Kedusha Yom of Issa Melacha is the ois, that you don't put on tefillin. And basically Chol HaMoed has the same Kedusha Yom as the rest of Pesach, but it's a separate Het HaMelacha. So I can only imagine you doing that. It's Rishon and Shvi is basically, it's an Isav Locha, the whole, it's the same, but it's a separate Hetar Chol HaMoed. But if you're going to come to the conclusion that the Rishon of Pesach and the Shvi of Pesach is a separate mitzvah Shvisa, correct? So then the Chol HaMoed didn't do it anything, okay? And it never was awesome. That's what I would have assumed in Rambam. So this assumption is very odd. L'chol, the conclusion from all this is is that the Shvisa of the beginning of the Yontif is the inyan of this Yontif, the Shvisa of the end of the Yontif are separate Shvisas. Okay?
In the middle there's no Shvisa.
In the middle there's no Shvisa. That's why. Because if really the readership is a separate Heta, I'm not sure you should have counted as two mitzvahs. Okay? So I thought it was a very interesting question. Okay? Now, Derech Agav, okay, so that's why you say the beginning of the Yom, the end of the separate Inyan, Inyan HaTorah, it's a separate mitzvah, according to Rambam. In Yireyim, you might have made a different case, because the Yireyim says, Loisase in Shindalad, Loisase Melocha Rishon Lushvi Shel Pesach, Tziv V'Hiz Hashem Shalasa Is Melocha Rishon Lushvi Shel Pesach. So if it's one mitzvah, then you could imagine saying something like Rav Chaim. And you have to play around with this. Atzeres. Then it says Rishon Shmini Shel Sukkos in Shin Zayin and in Shin Hei Atzeres. So I could have imagined that. But if you accept the way the Rambam does it in the Minyan HaMitzvos, I would have assumed that it's a very odd a way to do it. Okay. Vashem yodea shein roi litvois isom b'dom. Now here, it's just based, it's character assassination, okay? Not because, you know, why? Ki heim lo chivu, and here, lo chivu, I don't know, chivu, what did it say, the dofku?
Lo dofku b'minyanam b'shita.
And dofku means to cling. I would say niksh. They didn't have an approach, a singular approach. That's what I would say. I know dofku is very odd, okay? I'm not sure exactly. You have to work on the translation. Seide echon, the word seide is odd. He says b'shita achas or ki gisha achas, one approach. They don't have a unified approach in Minyan HaMitzvos. So once they don't do that, anything's okay. That's basically what he's saying. B'shum ponim, avu yalu shamayim, yel d'tahoymois, v'emes hamavua, v'zabrura, hu mashizacham. He says, you know, that's the way they are, and that's it, right? Okay? Is there anything more here? What? Okay, so that's it. Okay, mitzvah, and that's it. And show my soul. So that is the end of the Shurish. And Mitzvah Shem will pick up next time with the next Shurish.